Up at the University of Maine, the School of Performing Arts is getting ready to bring a brand new musical your way, Into the Woods, getting ready to open up. And we are joined in studio by cast members Noah Lovejoy and Kate Fogg, and the director of the production, Amy Turner. Thank you all so much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Well, let's start with the director. This is it's a pretty ambitious production. There's a lot going on in this play. What drew you to Into the Woods?
Well, it is interesting how we sort of came about it. The chair of the department contacted me. They were looking for a guest artist to come in and direct. And we talked about the talent that they have, the shows that they've done in the past, and things that interested me. And the fact that they have both a theater program and a music program. And sort of ended up coming up with Into the Woods because it has so many amazing characters. The music, to what you alluded to, very complex, as is the storytelling. And so it just kind of felt like a really great fit where we could take advantage of the how the show is sort of built to the benefit of the students and hopefully the audience.
Wonderful. So where are you from? Your guest director, where's your main job?
Yeah, so I've been living in and around New York City for decades. Started out as a performer and then was in Florida for a while. And then most recently, I ran a theater company in Rhode Island for about 10 years. Now I'm relocated back actually in Connecticut, but just outside of New York. So
wonderful.
You know, a traveling performer and artist. And I always love working at the university level. It's sort of a pet passion of mine, because I think it's so important to remember that the craft of theater was originally passed down. It's really more of an apprentice. It's a skill. It's something I feel really excited to sort of take all the experiences that we have and sort of hopefully set these kids off on a great professional journey, whether it's in theater or not. We all still have to kind of be creative and succeed in difficult work environments.
yes, we did. Well said. Very good. Well, let's talk to a couple of the cast members here. And Kate, let's start with you. You're a local. You're from Orrington?
I'm from Dedham.
Oh, God, I don't want to get that wrong. That's bad. You're from Dedham. You're a freshman at the University of Maine. And I'm going to guess. I don't know. I'm probably way off. Baker's wife?
The witch.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you get to make quite a transformation
yes,
in this
I
then.
Do.
Very exciting. What do you like so far about working on the show?
It's been really exciting to be a freshman and to have like a fun, exciting part, which is kind of scary at first, but it's really been awesome to work with such wonderful upperclassmen who kind of showed me the ropes. So I guess I've liked mostly making friends and kind of developing a relationship with both like the program and the theater and the space and also the cast members.
All right, Noah Lovejoy is here. Where are you from, Noah?
I'm from Turner, Maine. Lewiston,
wonderful area. Yeah. Beautiful there. And so upperclassman, what year?
I'm a senior, actually.
All right. And I'm Jack? No.
No, the baker, actually.
The barrio. Fantastic. I love it. That's a great part.
Yeah. It's actually been a dream role of mine for years. I saw a DVD copy of the Broadway production when I was younger and just fell in love with the characters and the story. And the baker in particular always resonated with me. So.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I love about the show, I've directed it a couple of times with high school students, is that that turn that you make in Act Two. And I remember the first time we did it, members of the audience, some of them left at intermission and thought, well, happy ending. Fantastic, it's over. But no
that's not how life usually works.
No, it is not.
Sometimes, as the play so eloquently says, you get what you wish. But then oftentimes a new wish arrives, whether you are ready for it or not. And, you know, I think that's what I personally love about this, the play itself, is that I think it really demonstrates that there is no straight path that anyone gets through life. And we're thrown all kinds of curveballs. We're challenged by things. We have requirements made of us. We have loss. We have joy, and you know, we come back at the end and we just get to wake up the next day and start a new day of life. And what is that adventure going to be?
Well, and every character learns during the course of this show, Kate, yours especially, that there are consequences for your actions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely.
That's one of the great things. No spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it here. And, well, you experience that as well in a powerful way.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole number dedicated to it right near the end.
As any good musical.
Oh, yeah, a good 11 o'clock moment, good right. turnaround.
Performances, times, dates, tickets, that sort of thing?
Yeah. I'm a visiting artist.
You don't know. So
we open on Friday.
Okay.
And it runs for 2 weekends. And the performances are at 7:30. We would love to have anybody come and see it. I do have to say that this is a gorgeous production. The creative team has just gone above and beyond, in my opinion.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Who are the folks taking care of the amazing set costumes?
Our set is designed by the department chair, Dan Bilodeau.
Oh,
and yeah, he this year in particular, he designed a set for last semester's production of Animal Farm that was drop-dead gorgeous, absolutely stunning. And he above and beyond with our set as well.
Got a big tree, huge tree?
Oh, multiple huge trees, so many trees.
Well, it's so exciting. The show is wonderful. If you haven't seen it before, make sure to check it out over the next couple of weekends. Into the Woods, playing at the University of Maine through the School of Performing Arts. And both of you, Maine natives as well. So let's put in a plug for the importance of the arts in our schools. And you both experienced that, I'm sure, in high school. I know, Kate, you were involved with folks like Next Generation Theater. What does that mean to people in communities, small towns, big cities around the state of Maine?
Well, growing up and doing community theater and school theater, I think it's a place where a lot of kids find community and learn to express themselves. And I think that whether that happens, no matter what age it happens at, it has to happen somewhere. And I think that needs to start in schools. They have to have a place to go.
It's funny, I always call theater the ultimate team sport. I've
used that before.
Yeah, I mean, it's there really is a team building experience here, and I think that just like sports are super important for kids to grow up doing, not every kid is going to be drawn to sports, and it's an alternative way to function as a unit, to all be striving for the same goal, and you know, the creative thinking and the deadlines that are put upon theater kids, I think just really sets them up for success. And much like you can put your kids in sports and they aren't going to be professional athletes, you know, you can put your kids in theater. They're not all going to end up being actors, but they'll take all of those life lessons of getting along with all different kinds of people, telling stories, creative problem solving. And, you know, I'm obviously a huge advocate.
Well, and the confidence that you get when you've been on a stage, whether it's in a big production or a small one, but when you've been up there by yourself, looking out at that audience in the darkness, that makes it a lot easier to handle tougher situations down the road in life, in the business world, whatever it might be. Or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's just very complex now that I think about it, because it takes an immense amount of courage, especially in a show like this that requires so much vulnerability from the actors, to bare your soul in front of a big room of, you know, kind of shrouded dark bodies and figures. I don't know about you, but I personally, I have crazy stage fright to this day. I always have. It's always nerve wracking, because you truly are digging to the deepest parts of yourself and sharing that and offering it to the crowd and hoping that they accept it warmly and, you know, that it does something for them as much as it does for you. And so definitely, I think it's really not until the bows, which Amy, our director, talked about last night, is a moment for us to thank the audience for being part of the production and for the audience to thank us for sharing the production with them. And it's personally for me, it's not really until then that I feel that sort of relief of I've done my job and hopefully I've done it well.
It's good to be a little bit nervous, I think. I think that helps.
Absolutely.
You don't want to lose that edge when you go out.
Yeah, nerves keep you safe. It's the adrenaline. It's the focus. It's the energy of caring about something so much that you want to do it right and you want to do it well. So it's always about taking those nerves and directing it in a way that is more productive than it is a hindrance.
Also about being educational theater as well, how great it is for you guys and everybody in the cast to get to work with professionals who bring a different level of experience and knowledge. That's got to be wonderful as well, to have a chance to learn so much.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. No, and especially being a freshman. I haven't been in a show that I haven't directed and been in, like, with kids my age since I was, like, 14.
Wow.
So this is, like, the hardest role I've ever played, and it's the most, it's been the most interesting and the biggest change I've ever experienced. Like, I've been doing theater since I was young, but this has been the biggest step for me. So it's been really exciting to kind of learn that world.
Children will listen, so be careful out there. Can't wait for it this weekend and next weekend at the School of Performing Arts at the University of Maine. This will be in Hauk Auditorium?
Yes.
Fantastic. So check it out. Make sure it's a wonderful show. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Amy. So nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having us here.